Well, Mr. President, I'm
leading you out of the sun this way.
I see. Since I'm leaving soon and you're doing a lot of traveling, I simply wanted to come in and...
Yeah, you'll be leaving then.
End of the month.
Yeah, and I'll be gone.
And you'll be gone.
Right.
So I wanted to...
Well, it's been a very important association call. Appreciate your hard work, your loyalty, and your honesty.
Well...
And frankly, as I say, you're leaving at a time. Things are interesting.
I agree.
Moving along.
I agree. Oh, there's no question about this. It seems to me the pieces of this jigsaw puzzle are pretty well in place now. And the economy is moving up. Price level is doing pretty well. By the way, is the CPI...
2.2.
2.10.
Yes, I guess
you're
right. That's pretty good.
That's very good. And non-food commodity prices showed no change.
So this is a food deal.
So it's partially food.
Oh,
and
services.
Service area, of course, tends to creep up. And of course, the international thing is, in my judgment, just a great accomplishment.
You feel that way?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, you
really feel that way?
Oh,
you know, I'll tell you this. We the office 15 thing was indispensable to making that happen. Because what it really was is we put the surcharge on. And then they said, well, by putting it, which was sort of halfway illegal, as I understand it, but by putting it off, it hurt them so much, they said, oh, just get rid of this. And by getting rid of something that we shouldn't have done in the first place, we got something we needed.
Exactly.
They said, it's like the guy who comes in and said over the head, it's all over the head of the hammer, you know, and he stops it himself and says, gee, I feel great.
That's absolutely right. That's a good analogy. And, you know, frankly, one or two of these countries, I think Germany is my leading candidate, settled for more of an appreciation of the Deutsche Mark than, in my judgment, they may be able to live with. Which is another way of saying that within a couple of years, the dollar could well turn out to be a very hard currency. I mean, that's for them to decide. I think this came out really, just beautifully. And I congratulate you.
Well, I actually have congratulations for everybody that worked on it, but in terms of the French thing was indispensable, mm-hmm. Setting up those meetings, so mm-hmm. By getting competent broken on that, they broke the type for the others, but Conley did a masterful job.
Oh, yeah.
Presiding over that group of 10, they told me, Barber told me, and Bermuda, they just put out Conley at the head of that table, we would never reach the agreement.
Well,
he said he just wheeled, deal,
yeah.
Push, cajole, trap.
Oh, I'm sure this is true.
Must have been quite before.
I'm sure. He's a master.
But you do think it was a... Of course, it is a business. It does mean that in terms of our competitive position, I was just enormously increased.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can see this... I found myself walking by the Buick dealer in Bethesda, so I dropped in to look at opal prices. And frankly, I don't think they can compete with U.S. producers now. It's changed that much. You see, you have, or take the Japanese cars. You take a car that's sold for $2,000, it just translates out now at $2,300. And I either have to take that much on profits or else take it in prices. No, I think it'll take time. That is, it takes 1 to 2 years for trade patterns to make their adjustments. So you can't expect miracles, but it'll happen. I was interested in your conference with Pompidou because I had dinner with his economic advisor about a month ago in Paris, Monsieur Bernard. And the interesting thing was how the extent to which he went out of his way to take a pro-American stand.
This was before the conference.
This was before the conference. want to do this. So it was clear to me that he was very anxious to talk. In fact, I sent you a little note on that.
Yes. Well, our relations with the Europeans, despite the strangeness, are really on track. Even a better way than they were before, you know, again. Mm-hmm. We had a total thing. It's too much for granted.
Sure.
So how we done this, we have not moved to it.
And probably true for Japan, too.
Examples from real life. You were there. You saw it, right?
the temptation will be to become too anecdotal.
Those anecdotes, people remember, that's the whole New Testament is anecdotes.
Well, I guess you're right.
It's the greatest teaching in the world.
What a parable is, I guess.
A parable, that's right. Prodigal son. And that's how people learn.
That'd be
half a point.
I think,
well, that'd be great.